Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. Thank you for joining me for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips. I am so happy to be connecting with you all on the pod and getting our fitness journey on track in 2022. Last episode, a fortnight ago, we discussed how to help you achieve and stay on track with your new year Fitter You fitness goals. If you haven't already listened to that episode, make sure you do. It's a real goodie. On this week's episode, we will be comparing and contrasting two locations where you can train and exercise, your home versus the gym. If you follow me on my Instagram fitness page at FUMS Fitness, you would know that I joined the gym over a month ago after a year and 3 months of training consistently at home, and it's been a great learning curve so far. My experience of training at home and now the gym inspired today's episode, where I will discuss the pros and cons of both locations, which will hopefully give you guidance if you're unsure where to train. If you train at either of the two locations, today's tips will hopefully make you more open-minded and let you know that you have options. So let's get to it, shall we? There's no place like home, so let's begin by discussing the benefits and challenges of training at home. Some of the benefits of training at home are 1. Convenience. It's easier to create time to train because you can find a little area in your home to exercise and find a small window in your day to do that. I found it so much easier as a mum when I started training to exercise at home. All I had to do was work around my little one's sleep or nap time. That laundry or email or endless to-do list could wait for 20 to 45 minutes for me to work on me. Remember, you don't need long hours to see results. You just need to make small, consistent changes and effort over time to get those gains. 2. Cost-effective. Who doesn't love a bargain? I do. Training at home is cheaper. You don't have to pay a membership to train in your living room, bedroom, dining area, kitchen, or garden if the weather permits. Save yourself some money. Training at home is pocket friendly. 3. Privacy. This is another great benefit of training at home, especially if you're working on your confidence and navigating your way through fitness. The risk of feeling self-conscious about how you look whilst training is reduced. Other benefits include you're less likely to pick up germs when you train at home, and it also doesn't matter what you wear, you can train in your pajamas if you wish, and the list goes on. Now let's talk about the challenges that you might encounter when training at home. 1. Limited equipment. Except you have a well-equipped home gym, you will most likely have a limited range of equipment to help you get fit at home. Now don't get me wrong, you don't need much. I lost over 3 stone in 8 months with just 2 dumbbells, my body weight, and a yoga mat. However, eventually you do get stronger and your body will seek a challenge, which means more equipment. More equipment means more money. Training at home then stops being cost effective. 2. Limited space. Depending on your circumstances and your living arrangement, there's only so much you can do in the confines of your home. Yes, there are some exercises that don't require you to move an inch, but you need variety in training, and some exercises require a little more space than you might have. 3. Little or no support network. Training at home can be lonely and difficult to continue if you do not have a community of people to rely on to help you keep motivated and accountable. Yes, there are fitness communities online that you could engage with, but it takes discipline and tenacity to motivate yourself and keep training when no one is looking. Can you push yourself and lift heavier when your online coach asks you to do so? Did you complete all those reps, or did you give up and stop working out? Not having a support network of friends and sometimes family can make training at home challenging and hinder your progress. Now, let's talk about training at the gym. Oh, the gym, or the factory as I like to call it. It's just a term coined by one of my siblings. The gym, or the factory, is my newfound love, which I joined December 1st, 2021. I couldn't wait till the new year to start this new journey. I was ready for something new, and the gym has given me just what I needed. Here are some of the benefits of training at the gym. 1. A wide range of equipment. Listen, folks, if you love fitness and you like variety, joining the gym is like being Charlie at the chocolate factory. You have a range of equipment that targets various body parts. Most equipment, if used correctly, along with a training program, will make you fitter and stronger. It's my key reason for joining the gym. I joined because I felt like I needed a challenge. I needed to be inspired by the training environment and seeing others smash their goals. 2. Social and fitness network. A gym is also a great way to meet people of varying fitness levels who can support you on your journey. If you attend the gym consistently, you might see a few regulars, build a rapport, especially if you've recently relocated. You could make a new friend at a gym who you can at least have that one thing in common with: fitness. 3. Challenge yourself. You have no idea what you're capable of until you test yourself. I've tried so many new things that I dreamed of doing, but I never would if I remained training at home. On the leg press machine, for example, I pushed more than my body weight. The first time I used that equipment, I pushed 80 kilograms. I can tell you for sure that I don't have 80 kilogram weights at home. I discovered I can also do a pull-up, well, at least 3 last I checked. I had a pretty great trainer and I gained a lot of my strength training from home, but who knew I could do more? Joining the gym gives you the space to do more and room to grow. Other benefits of training at the gym include group classes. You can train alone or have the option of training with a group. Having a membership can also be a good motivator because you don't want to pay for something you don't use. You can always ask for help as well at the gym. The gym instructors are there on site to assist you if you're unsure, and the list goes on. Yes, the gym is my shiny new toy. Of course, it's not without its shortcomings. Some of the limitations of training at the gym include: 1. A lack of privacy. Yes, you gain a fitness community of like-minded people who can help you grow on your fitness journey. But sometimes all you want to do is just train and get on with it. Your training schedule might fall during peak periods, so there's no privacy for you to just get on with your session without getting distracted by someone's heavy breathing because they're lifting too heavy or because you have to wait for equipment to be available. The lack of privacy can also cause you gym anxiety and stop you from going. 2. Money, money, money. ABBA classic. To join a gym, you would have to pay a membership. Depending on your gym of choice, this can range from being fairly priced to expensive, depending on how deep your pockets are. You would have gone from paying zero whilst training at home to paying X amount of money by joining the gym, and you know it all adds up. 3. Time consuming. Training at the gym can be time consuming. Except your chosen gym is literally at your doorstep, the chances are you have to walk, run, or drive to the gym. You also spend a lot more time setting up equipment or waiting for someone to finish using equipment so that you can use it next, especially if you go at peak periods. I find that I spend a lot more time on my gym days than I ever did when I trained at home. So, home versus gym workouts. That is the hot question today. My answer is, let's open imaginary door number 3. You can do both. I personally do both. I'm enjoying my gym journey so far, but there's still some days because of my busy schedule where I can't make it to the gym. That doesn't stop me from training. I still exercise at home if I need to. Being flexible with my training location allows me to remain consistent and still achieve my goals. Woo! That was a big debate, wasn't it? Felt like I was both a defense lawyer and a prosecutor, all wrapped up in a pretty fitness bow. You know me well by now, my lovely Fums fitness friends. All this talking about training is making me want to move and get active right this minute. So there's no perfect time than the present to introduce the super fun, entertaining, and active part of the show. You know what's coming? It's exercise of the week. Woohoo! In this segment, I pick an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this exercise at least twice before our next episode. Without further ado, the exercise of the week is drumroll. Goblet squat. It's quads and glutes week. I love the goblet squat. Fun fact, the goblet squat was created by a coach named Dan John to help new exercisers learn how to squat with a good form. Here at the Fums Fitness Tips Podcast HQ, we care about good form, so the gob squat is right up our street. In addition to helping you improve your overall squat pattern, the gob squat is great for building glute strength due to the squat's lower depth. Whether you're just starting at the gym or you've been exercising for a while, the goblet squat is a great squat variation to include in your workout routine to build glute strength. It's important that we get the form right on these as well as any other exercises to ensure that we're targeting the right muscle groups and prevent injury. You will need a kettlebell or dumbbell for this exercise. If you haven't got either, hold a nice sized bottle of milk. That should do the trick. Here are your instructions. Start by standing tall with your chest up and focus on maintaining this body position at all times during this exercise. Keep your feet facing forwards, positioned just a tad wider than your shoulders. Hold your weight of choice against your chest with your elbows tucked in as if you were holding an actual goblet. If you're using a dumbbell, hold it vertically. If you're using a kettlebell, grab the sides of its handles. As you squat, keep your elbows inside the line of your knees and the heels of your feet flat on the ground. Keep your abs tight and lower back tensed as you move. Go as low as you can in this position, then come back up, pushing through your heels. Voila! You've just done a goblet squat. Aim for 3 to 5 sets of 10 to 12 repetitions of the goblet squat. Do this at least twice before our next episode. I promise you, you won't regret it. Thank you all so much for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. I appreciate all my amazing Fums Fitness friends wherever you're listening worldwide. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment and share this with your friends and families via word of mouth and on your social media platforms. Tell everyone about Fums Fitness Tips. It's always great to hear feedback on how you found today's episode, and you can do this by leaving me a voice message on the podcast. I know! How cool is that, right? Don't be shy, leave me a message, tell me where you're listening from, tell me if you've done the exercise of the week, I want to know. The link to leave a voice message is in the podcast description box wherever you listen to Fum's Fitness Tips. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. You could also comment on my Instagram fitness page at Fum's Fitness and tag me in your stories. That really helps get more people to see and learn more about the podcast. Thank you in advance for doing this. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com. See you in 2 weeks for another episode of Fum's Fitness Tips podcast. Bye.